first, just wanted to apologize. I know sheer Thursday night, Sunday night, what's going on? It's a little bit all over the place, but this is summer schedule. Summer schedule is just all over the place. It's just very, very hectic. Tonight, we of course are learning Parshas Re'eh, this week's Parsha, but Parshas Re'eh, we know, is very much associated with the month of Elul. Very much associated with the month of Elul, because Re'eh is always Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, or Rosh Chodesh Elul itself. So in Re'eh is already a lot of the light of the month of Elul, and that's why many Mefarshim discuss, when you look in Parshas Re'eh, in many Mefarshim Achronim, not with Tongue Rishonim, not those that are actually just giving Perish on the Parsha, but you find a lot of associations between Elul and this week's Parsha. And in fact, I'd like to discuss tonight a remez to Elul that is a little bit unique. We know a lot of the scriptural allusions to Elul, the most famous, of course, being Ani Ledodi, Vidodi Li, that I am my for beloved, my beloved is for me. The end of the letter, the end of the words are four yuds, which represent the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom HaKippurim, a time of incredible escarvus, closeness to Hashem. But there's one that is not as well known. We know there's Ish L'Re'ehu Matanus L'Evyonim, which is about Bein Adam L'Chavero. We know there's Umaltan Es L'Vavchem, the Es L'Vav Zarachem, which is talking about Bein Adam L'Atzmo, the relationship that we have with ourself, and that we have to work on that. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichus Yigen Aleinu, has a little bit of a different type of an allusion to Elul. It's in Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Aleph. It's the very first Pasuk of Az Yashir. Az Yashir Moshe, V'nei Yisrael, Ashira Hazos Ladunai, Vayomer Leimar, Ashira Ladunai Ki Ga'o Ga'a, Sus V'rachavo Ramah Vayom. Right? Then the Jewish people will sing. We know the allusion to Yimos HaMashiach, Tetchias HaMesim. Where do you find the word Elul in this Pasuk? Vayomer Leimar, Ashira Lashem. Vayomru Lemar Ashira Lashem is Vav Alamed and Aleph and Alamed. So it's a little bit out of order, the Rebbe says. But Vayomru Lemar Ashira Lashem, that they said, saying, Ashira Lashem, that I will sing to Hashem. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe said he thinks that this phrase is a very important allusion to the month of Elul. Why? Because what's Tshuva really all about? What's Tshuva really all about? What was Kriyas Yamsuf all about? Kriyas Yamsuf, we know, was really the cap of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was the culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We know that the first day of Pesach was Tesvav Nisan, the night of Makas Bechoros, the morning when they went out. And the last day of Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach, was Kriyas Yamsuf. And yet, here we are, Oz Yashir, then they will sing, right? Vayomer Lemor Ashira Lashem, that I will sing to Hashem. Lubavitcher Rebbe says, you know what this phrase Vayomer Lemar Ashira Lashem alludes to, the month of Elul? Ashira Lashem Vayomer Lemar? That the month of Elul is all about Geula. It's all about a Geula in the future, a Geula that will take place. Not necessarily the Geula of the whole world, but Tshuva, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, is really a Geula of the self. It's really revelation of the self. The word geula, ga'al, to redeem, is related to the word of gal, einai v'abita, to reveal, to uncover, right? Megillas Esther. And the ideal of Lubavitcher Rebbe says that in the month of Elul, we have to know that when we're doing tshuva, it's not that we have to break ourselves. Tshuva is not a process that's supposed to be full of, of breaking down oneself. But rather, tshuva is supposed to be about expressing the deepest essence of who you are. That's what tshuva really is all about. And in fact, when you look in a Parshas Re'eh, you find many allusions to the notion that it's Moshe Rabbeinu reaching out to us, remember who you are. Right? First of all, you look in this week's Parsha, a very, very famous phrase that we find in this week's Parsha. It is, 1 second, I have to find it. I thought I knew where it was. Oh, yeah, it is. Perek Yudalid Pasuk Aleph, page 1010. In the art scroll, Perek Yudalid Pasuk Aleph, one of the most intense phrases, one of the clearest phrases in the Torah as to who we are. You know what Yudalid is? Bonim Atem Ladunah Yeloheichem. that you are the children of the Eibishter. That talks about a person not becoming too emotionally broken over a loss in this world. But what's the message of Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem? Know who you are. You're Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. You're beloved children of the Ribono Shel Olam. And we know there's a Gemara in Kiddushin Machlokis, but we paskin Ben Kachu Ben Kach, whether the Jews are doing mitzvahs or whether we're sinning. Even if we're sinning, we paskin Adayim Kruim Banim. That's we still are. We never lose this status of Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. So therefore, when we're doing tshuva, Lubavitcher Rebbe says, Geula means removing the things that are mafriya, the things that hold us back, the things that are mevalbel us, the things that confuse us. Geula, redeem who you really are, to get a clarity of Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. This is Vayomru Leimar Ashira Lashem. That all of them saying, I'm going to sing to Hashem. Because we know that a shira, even the concept of a song, is about revealing something that's inside, bringing out an emotion that's welling up. And so this is one message of Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, this week's parsha, one of the clearest declarations of who we are as Jews. But then there's also another very important lesson here. Now this lesson is not as obvious, not as clear, but Rav Moshe Wolfson says that this is a very important yesod, and in fact, he discusses it not in Parshas Re'eh, he discusses it in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim. A lot of Mefarshim talk about what's the first mitzvah that we have? After Parshas Yisro, right, comes Parshas Mishpatim. What's the beginning of Mishpatim about? This is Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lufnei Moshe Rabbeinu. These are the laws Hashem says, lay it out for the Jewish people after Kabbalah Satorah. This is what I want you to teach them. This is what I want in the Torah. What's the first law? Kisikna Eved Ivri. The laws of a Jewish slave. Why are these the first laws right after the parasha of Yisro of Kabbalah Satorah? And we find in this week's parasha also, we know many explain Mishnah Torah, Devarim is a repeat. It's not really a repeat, but we find many laws that we already mentioned. But here Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing the laws of Eved Ivri. Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yibes, right? We find the whole section here. When a person, Kimacher Lecha Achicha, Ivri Ovriyav, Avadcha Sheishanim, Vashana Shvizh, Tashachenach, Hafshi Meimach, and how you send them away, and what? So, what's the message of Eved Ivri being the first mitzvah that the Torah tells us right after Yisro? And you know what Rav Wolfson, Shlita Mashkiach of Torah Vadas, says he should have Rafu Shalema? He says, it's interesting. What's the halacha that a Jewish slave, quote-unquote, serves how many years? 6 years. 6 years. Seventh year, they go out free. Rav Wolfson says, you know, it's interesting. What does the number seven represent? He says there are four directions, right? There are four directions. East, west, north, south. And then there are two more directions. Up, down. Where's the Nekudas Hashvi? The seventh point, exactly, Lana. The seventh point is what? The middle, the Pnimius. What's inside of all of them. Rav Wolfson says, you know why the laws of Eved Ivri are the first laws right after Kabbalah Satorah? Right after Parshas Yisro? And you know why Moshe Rabbeinu, again, many Mefarshim, why each mitzvah that he goes over in the Varm that was already mentioned, why is he mentioning again? Because you know what the message of Eved Ivri is? Rav Wolfson says that know who you are. Know who you are for 6 years. 6 years. You could be so thrown into mamish, avdus, into slavery. But that seventh year, you know what happens the seventh year? Seventh year you go free. Because the seventh is the Pnimius Hadvarim. The seventh is that inner space. And the inner in the inner space, Be'emtza, a Jew is an Eved to no one. In fact, we say it a Marav every night. We say it a Marav in every night. The Emunah calls us the blessing right after the Shema. We say that God took us out, L'cheirus Olam, for eternal freedom. Once Hashem took us out of Egypt, we Jews are never slaves, ever again. And in fact, you know, we say Brach every morning. Shalo asani avit, shalo asani, whether shivcha or not, a different question, whether a woman says a different girsa. But what's that bracha shalo asani avit about? Why is that the first thing that you say? Because you know what the bracha is, shalo asani avit? That I know I'm free. I know who I am. I know what I can do. I know that I have unbelievable potential. And that's really when we talk about the month of Elul, Lubavitcher Rebbe says, "Vayomru Leimar Ashira LaHashem," about we're singing to Hashem about the future geula that's taking place in the month of Elul, because this is a geula. Tshuva is not breaking anything. Tshuva is not recreating. You're not recreating anything in tshuva. Tshuva is you're revealing who you are. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is bringing forth the truest you, and that's what redemption really means. And that's why in this parsha of Re'eh, we find the phrase of Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. We find the concept, Moshe Rabbeinu once again teaching us the laws of the Eved Ivri, that only 6 years, the seventh year, they go free. And of course, that's why there's a Shemitah the seventh year. That's why every week is Shabbos. What's Shabbos about? Shabbos is about reconnecting, right? Shabbos is a day of tshuva. Mizmer Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Shabbos is a song of tshuva. Shabbos and tshuva, the same word, many explain. Because that's the Nekuda HaShviyas. That's the point of seven. There's east, west, north, south, up, down, but where seven? Seven is right here. Seven is in the inner space. And so this is the beginning of the month of Elul. And this is how we start Parshas Re'eh. But Parshas Re'eh has many, many different halachos in it. And before we even get to the first pasuk, halvai, we'll get to the first pasuk. But there's a very interesting halacha in Parshas Re'eh, something that we don't find b'chol haTorah kula. We know, right before we get to Eved Ivri, we find some very shocking halachos. What are the halachos that you find? You find something called a mesis. A mesis. What's a mesis? A mesis and a mediach. These are people that try to lead other people astray to worship idols. Right? That's what a mesis... it's not right before. It's the two prakim before. The mesis and mediach, they're people who try to lead others astray to avodah zarah. It's Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav, page 1008. And the halacha is here. That it's ironic, you don't have to warn him. Normally, to give someone a punishment, what do you have to do? To give someone one of the Mises Bezdin, they have to have Hasra, they warning. When someone is privately trying to lead people astray, seduce them to worship idols, they don't get a warning. As long as their two witnesses saw this person doing it, you can take the person, you kill them. And then the Torah tells us something even more shocking. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kisishma Ba'achas Arecha. One of the cities in Israel, that Yatsu Anoshim B'nei V'lial Mikirbecha V'yadichu Az Yosh V'yirim, the bottom of the page, Pasuk Yudalad, Yud Gimel Yudalad, Lemar, Nelcha V'navda Elohim Acher Masholi Yudatem. Let's go serve other gods. And you turn V'darashta V'chakarta V'sha'alta Heitev, you do all your examinations and investigations, V'nei Emes Nachon Adavar. This is true. If people went around the city, and the whole city turned to idolatry, or the majority of the city. You wipe out the city. You wipe out the city. It's a shocking halacha. It's very upsetting. But the Rambam tells us that when it comes to Ir HaNidachas, we break one of the general rules of Beis Din. We know that if someone, God forbid, is Mechal Shabbos, right? Someone violates Shabbos. And the Edom warn him, and the person says, Afal Pichain, even so, I'm going to violate Shabbos, and the person violates Shabbos. What's the halacha? Beis Din puts the person to death. What happens if the person really does tshuva? What happens if the person really does tshuva? Right? Now think about it. The person sinned. Again, the sin is pulling an apple off a tree, not to minimize it, God forbid. A person sinned, pulled an apple off a tree. They were warned. You pull that apple off the tree, that's kotzer. You're going to be chayiv misa. Beis Din will stone you to death. And the person says, Afal pichein, I don't care, I want this apple. Person pulls off the apple. Drag him to Beis Din. Beis Din sends him to death. And the guy mamish does tshuva, says tikkun haklali 100 times a day. And, you know, what's the halacha? You know what the halacha is? The Gemara Makos, Daf Yud Gimel Beis says, Nebuch. You kill him. You kill the person. Tshuva helps in the Beis Din Shel Ma'alah. Tshuva doesn't help in the Beis Din Shel Mata. Tshuva only helps by Hashem's court. Doesn't help by the court here down on this earth. The Rambam says it's an exception. You know what the exception is? Ir HaNidachas. in Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, which we're going to talk about, by the way, Hilchas Avodah Zarah in the broader sense, right? Why it is where it is in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, what's the law of an Ir Nidachas? And he says, Ir Nidachas, the Bezgin Hagadol sends out people, they do their investigations, they know, Sheyedu Biraya Berura Shehudcha Kola Ir Aruba V'chazru L'Avodah Zarah. Right? And then what happens? You have to carry out. You clarified. They all went off the derech, right? They worship idols. You know what the Rambam writes? Achar kach, then he sent two Talmid Chacham to warn them. Im chazru v'asu tshuva mutav. If they do tshuva, it's okay. And the Ravid, who very often argues with the Rambam, says, what are you talking about? It's very nice what you say. Avalo matzasi tshuva mueles achar hasro maisa. Where do we ever find that tshuva helps like this? The Ravid is blown away. What's the Rambam talking about? The Ir Nidachas, the whole city worshipped idols. The majority of the city, the halach is, you wipe out the city. The Rambam says, but if they do tshuva, it stops. What? Now, understand, there is an opinion, the Gemara Sanhedrin, there never was an Ir Nidachas. There's so many laws about passing a verdict on Ir Nidachas, like a Ben Sora Mor and a number of things. There are those that say there was never an Ir Nidachas in Israel. But the Rambam's teaching us something here. What's the Rambam teaching us here? He's teaching us the koach of tshuva. The koach of tshuva, especially tshuvas harabim. That when the rabbim sin together, it has brings great danger and disaster to the world. But then when the rabbim does tshuva, when people mass tshuva, he says it breaks up the sinning public. And the Rambam's teaching us a pella here. And in this parsha, the parsha that we read always, Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, or Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Rambam says that hidden in the laws of Ir HaNidachas is a tremendous level, a tremendous lesson about tshuva. That a whole city is supposed to be wiped out, the Rambam says, and based upon all the laws of the Torah, they shouldn't be allowed to do tshuva. That's it. There's a verdict against them. But zok the Rambam, that here we make an exception. Because when you're dealing with the whole Jewish people, Lohibit Avon B'Yakov, Lohar Amal B'Yisrael, the very essence of every Jew, but certainly the essence of the Jewish community, the covenantal community, anyone connected to it, is their essence is they're all good. Now, we can't do this for an individual because then it totally breaks down the system of justice. Think about it, because anyone does any Avera and they say, no, but I did tshuva. How do you know if they did tshuva? A person can put on a good show, right? The courts are full of in America. People put on good shows, and we don't know what's emes and what's sheker. So aim l'dayin elamasha in avros. A judge only has what's in front of them. A judge can only judge. Listen, I don't know about your tshuva. I can't look into your heart. You look very holy, but I don't know. I don't know what's inside of you. Maybe you really have no regret for what you did to that person. So we have to carry. But the Rambam says is one time when you're passing judgment on all the Jewish people. A whole city of Jews, the Rambam says, tshuva can work. And the Ravid doesn't understand it. How are you talking? How can it be? You're breaking down the system. But the way that some of Farshim, the Babat Shreb, and others understand this is no, that this halacha the Rambam's teaching us is more about the koach tshuva. This is a lesson about the greatness of tshuva. And specifically has to be taught in the context of tzibur. Right? That's why Yom Kippur, you never wonder why. Ay, 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 asham nu bug. We sing it. Why do we sing it? Because when you're saying it together, asham nu, all together, we sin. When you're part of the Jewish community, you know Hashem is going to accept the tshuva of the Jewish community. It's impossible. And that's a tremendous koach of the tshuva of Rabin, of to connect to others in the tshuva process, but understand why it is. Because lo habit avin b'yakov v'lora amal b'Yisrael, the covenantal community never falls into the grips, into tumah, into totally defiling itself. And the truth is, this is more. This teaches us about every Jew also, except otherwise the Bezdin system totally falls apart. So we can't do this, but this is Mora, this teaches us about the essence of everyone. But you should know, why is it Dafka taught in this halacha? So there, this is, of course, punishment on a broad scale of an entire city, but there's also another lesson. When you look for the laws of Avodah Zarah in the Rambam, you see, when we talk about laws of Avodah Zarah today, people's eyes glaze over, like, okay, what's the best halachos of Avodah Zarah we can have today, whether sheitlach with Indian hair is mutter or not, right? That was a scandal a couple, I don't know how many years ago, like 10 years ago, maybe more, right? The Indian hair sheitel, those maybe was shaved off in an idolatrous service area, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Like, there was really a question that a lot of the hair in sheitlach was from an women who shaved their hair in idolatrous rite. So maybe all the sheitlach are Avodah Zarah. Otherwise, you hear Avodah Zarah and your eyes glaze over. Really, Avodah Zarah? Like, who has a problem with Avodah Zarah today? And I'm not becoming Jews for Jesus. I'm not going to become a Hare Krishna. Islam isn't even Avodah Zarah, right? Ironically enough. But the truth is, we have to know, the Rambam is known as the Gedolei HaMechabrim, the Me'iri, one of the great Rishonim, refers to the Rambam as the greatest of the authors. Because he was very careful, very precise with his words and where he laid everything out in his Mishneh Torah, in his book of Halacha. You know where the laws of Avodah Zarah are? So you think, where are the laws of Avodah Zarah? In the laws of Kedusha, maybe the laws of Avodah, maybe the laws of Mishpatim. You know where it is? It's in the very first book of the Mishneh Torah. It's in the very first book of the Yad, known as Sefer Hamada. And the Rambam himself describes, what did I put in the first book? Echlol bo kol ha-mitzvah shen ikar das Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm putting in this book the main points of Judaism. V'tzarech adam leida osan tchilas hakol. And this is what you have to know before everything else. Kigon yichud shemo baruch hu, like the oneness of God. The Isser Avodah Zarah. And the Isser Avodah Zarah. When you look at the works that are in Sefer Hamada, there are only five sets of halachos in Sefer Hamada. Yesodei HaTorah, the fundamental philosophical principles of the Torah. Hilchos Deos, fundamental principles of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, of ethical living. Not in terms of don't steal, that's in Mishpatim, but to be like Hashem, to attach to yourself, to attach those that know Hashem, to love people, to love Geirim, not to hate another Jew, not to embarrass another Jew, that's in Hilchos Deos, the laws of character traits. Then there's Hilchos Talmud Torah, the law of Torah learning. Then is the laws of Avodah Zarah, Vichukas Hagoyim, the laws of Avodah Zarah, and not being like non-Jews, not following the ways of non-Jews. And you know what the fifth one in Hilchos Ma'ada is? In Sefer Ma'ada? Hilchos Tshuva. Now, isn't this shocking to me? Remember, one of the first times I was looking for Hilchos Avodah Zarah, I think I was in Moresh HaKol High School after 10th grade. We were learning Maseches Avodah Zarah with Rav Yitzchak Cohen Shlita. So I remember looking, where's Hilchos Avodah Zarah? And I thought maybe Karbanos, maybe. And I remember in Sefer Ma'ada? The laws of knowing God in between Hilchos Talmud Torah and Hilchos Tshuva? Because what is Avodah Zarah? What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is anything that's not honest service of Hashem. It means turning away, v'chukas hagoyim, and that's why it's so interesting, chukas hagoyim, not to act v'chukoseim lo selechu, not to follow in the ways of goyim. I was by a wedding recently that was taking place in a shul, and someone who was more religious than me came up and said, I don't understand, how do you have weddings in a shul? I said, what do you mean, what's the problem with a wedding in a shul? I think you're not allowed to have weddings in a shul. I said, I don't know, I think you're allowed to have weddings in the shul. I said to the person, do you even know what the Isser might be about having weddings in a shul? He goes, no, I thought you're just not allowed. I'm like, okay, when you know something, then come to me, then we'll talk about it. But you know why some say you're not allowed to have weddings in a shul? Chukas Akum, right? You remember? Remember from Beria? Chukas Akum, because Jews never got married in shuls. They got married outdoors, right? In the town square. When did they start getting married in shuls? When they came to America and their Gaiish neighbors were getting married in churches. So they started getting married in shul. So there were some rabbis early on said, oh, you can't get married in shul. I remember the first time someone asked me to be Masada Kiddushin, a Talmud of mine, I called Rabbi Willig up and he said, no problem, just don't hug and kiss the chassan, because there's a separate prohibition of hugging and kissing a person in a shul. Some say it's only at the time of davening, some say it's only for a child. Right? Willig felt it's all time, that you're not, because in a shul you only show, you express love for Hashem. You don't, there are no other expressions of love in a shul. But what's interesting is, Chukas Akum, Chukas Hagoyim, what's the connection of Avodah Zarah and Chukas Hagoyim? Because why do you want to be like a guy? Why do you want to just follow their ways? Because it means you're slowly moving away from what's Iker in life, what's the primary thing. And so it's interesting that the Rambam teaches us Davka in Hilchos of Davka in this law of Ir Ani Dachas, he teaches us this exception to all of Hilchos Mishpatim, all laws of Sanhedrin, out the window when it comes to Ir Ani Dachas. Davka and Avodah Zarah. Why? Because we see Avodah Zarah is really the Avera that's at the root of almost all Averas. Avodah Zarah is the root of all Averas. Right? What's the root of all mitzvahs? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first Dibra. What's the root of all averos? Lo yelecha Elohim achirim al panai. No other gods. No avodah zarah. Don't worship anything else. And you know, I quote all the time. I'm a broken record with the things that I quote all the time, but I quote them because they're meaningful to me. From Aaron Lichtenstein Zichitz Hadza Kaddish of Racham Rebbe, who said, you know, people think avodah zarah doesn't apply today. He goes, there might be more avodah zarah in the world today than ever before. What? People worshiping themselves. People worshiping themselves. I mean, it is interesting in this parsha. So it does talk about Avodah Zarah, it talks about Navi Sheker, and it also talks about Staka. In the parsha, and remembering who you are, people sometimes forget who they are when it comes to money. You know, that the V'chol Me'odecha, to some people, Chazal tell us their money is more valuable to themselves than their bodies. In this week's parsha, Bre'e is also the laws of Kashrus. You know, our bodies isn't, we don't worship our bodies either, right? Everything has to be in context. But here, when we talk about Ir Ani Dachas, here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, smack in between of Talmud Torah and Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is teaching us the Yesod, that Tshuva is always an option. And in certain unique situations, it breaks the laws of the Torah. It breaks the laws of the Torah. The Rabbi says, what's the Rambam talking about? How can this happen? The Rambam says, yeah, in certain circumstances. That's the koach of tshuva. That's what we have to know when we read a parshas Rei. But it's all, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, Vayomer Lemar Ashir El Hashem, that we have to know who we are. The tshuva has to be a tshuva of geula, of redeeming ourselves, of setting ourselves free from the things that are holding us back, the things that are confusing us, of Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, that we have to remember that we're the beloved children to the Ribono Shel Olam. And what time is it? Oh, okay. It's already not too late, but let's continue learning. I know it's late Sunday night, like this, how we have to start our week. Yeah, we'll start our week with more Torah. Okay? But let's just look at the beginning of the parsha. Right? We said we started this series focusing on the first pasuk in each parsha. Parshas Rei, you have to talk about the first pasuk. We have many times before. There's a famous Vilna Gaon about it. But let's just define again the first pasuk of this parsha. Let's just pick it apart. Because again, this is the parsha of Elul. This is the parsha that introduces us to a process of tshuva, of revealing, of geula, of redeeming ourselves. So, in Chassidus Shesvarim, we've had the approach of the Vilna Gaon and others in the past. This week, many Chassidus Shesvarim, they talk about, first of all, Rei. Re'eh, we've discussed in terms of Kabbalah Satorah, as David HaMelech says, Tamu Uru'u, Kitov Hashem, that yeah, there's Shema, there's listening. Importance to listen, but here Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Re'eh. Re'eh is even on a higher level than Shmia. Because there are times that you can only hear, you can't bear to see what's in front of you. But Moshe Rabbeinu is saying when you'll see clearly, when you have the highest level of perception, Re'eh, that's what he's asking us to do. He's asking us to look in truth. Not lo sasur acharei levavchem b'acharei einechem, not to be led astray by the illusions and the fantasies, but no, re'eh. He's telling us to look. Look carefully. Anochi. So again, is this Moshe Rabbeinu speaking? But the word anochi is a reference to what we just said before. Who is anochi? Anochi is Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people, re'eh anochi. No saying. Re'eh, first you have to see very clearly that the Anochi, that the one who is Anochi, which is, of course, Hashem, no saying. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us in Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, Kal Hanosein, the Ayin Yafe, who no saying. Whenever you find a person giving, when a person gives a matana, the general rule is the person gives with an Ayin Yafe. The person gives with a good eye. That a person gives very, very generously. So re'eh, you have to see that the anochi is being no-sein. You have to understand very clearly in the beginning of this tekufa, heading into the Yom Naram, this tekufa of El Re'eh, to see clearly that Anochi, the Eibishter, is no same, but Ein Yofa, that Hashem is giving with great, great generosity, Lifneichem. Lifneichem, the Gemara in Erevin and Dalit says, Lifneichem is a Lashon, as we said before, of Pnimius. That Hashem is giving you something, Lifneichem, Lifnai v'Lifnim. That's going to, Lifneichem means Lifnichem, that's going to be able to go inside of you. That Hashem is giving you something, a koach, that can go inside of you, Hayom. And you know when Hashem is giving it to you? Hayom, today. Bechol yom v'yom. This is something that is b'lashon hove in the present tense, because this pasuk is happening every day. That every day, and we spoke about this on Shabbos, in terms of Yiras Hashem, what Yiras Hashem really means. Ma Hashem elokecha shalmi machki'im l'yira. To fear God, Yiras Hashem is Re'ias Hashem, seeing God. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is following it up. Re'ei, see, that the Anochi, that Hashem, nosim lifneichem hayom, be'ayin yofa, with great generosity, is giving you, lifneichem, inside, peninius advarim, today, bracha uklala. You know what bracha and klala is? So tzaddikim say bracha is blessing, of course, klala is curse. What does that mean, bracha and klala? Hashem is giving inside of us today the Ayin Yafa with great, great benevolence. Overflowing, overflowing Shefa. He's giving us a bracha v'klala. And what is it? Bracha asher tishmuel mitzvah Hashem elokeichem v'haklala im lo tishmuel mitzvah Hashem elokeichem. Hashem is giving us inside of us the ability to be connected to the positive commandments, the bracha, and the klala, the negative commandments. Moshe Rabbeinu was laying it out for us very clearly, that we all have this potential. We have the ability to live a life, a true life of Torah, of the mitzvahs aseh, of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, of staying away from the los aseh, of lo yelecha Elohim achirim al panoi. The key is re'ei. The key is that you have to be able to see this. You have to see that this is what's taking place. This is why it's a hemshich. Parshas Re'ei is following mamish after Ekev, which follows right after Ve'eschana. But here, he starts branching off into what's going to happen. And again, this is a theme that Moshe Rabbeinu revisits throughout Sefer Devarim, but it was a very heavy theme in last week's Parsha, that you're going to come to the land and there are going to be challenges when you come to the land. Right? There are going to be false prophets. There are going to be great challenges to your amunah, challenges to your belief system. Whether they're philosophical, whether they're physical, whether they're visceral, psychological, all these different challenges that we have. And he lays it out at the beginning, Re'ei Anochi Nosei Nefnechem Hayom Bracha V'Klala. That a Jew has to know as a point of emunah, but it has to be more. We have to bring it in. You know, tzaddikim say, to make it real for ourselves. Constantly repeating, Ani Mamim B'Emunah Shleima Shabbat Yisparach Shema Hubarna Ma'ayin B'Chal Brum B'Vu Levado Asa Osa V'Yasa L'Chal Amasim. To say it over and over, to say it over and over, declarations of faith, right? We say that the Kleizemerger Rebbe, I think we mentioned it on Tisha B'Av or Shabbos Chazon, that the Kleizemerger Rebbe, if you can see the Halberstam's Chosigin Aleinu, that in the throes of Gehenna, in the camps, he would just say over and over, people who were close to him say, he would say over and over, Hey, look at the Shefer, Hey, look at the Shefer, Hey, Holy Creator, Holy Creator. They say when he barely could talk, his Nazis beat him, he would just be saying, muttering to himself, Hey, look at Bashefer. Hey, look at Bashefer. Hey, look at Bashefer. Holy Creator, Holy Creator, Holy Creator. Make it real for ourselves. And that's the challenge that we have as we go into the month of El. But you have to remember the key to the month, though, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, it's a month of Geula. Pesach is a Geula physical. El, leading up to the Yom Naran, is the Geula of the spiritual. This is redeeming ourselves. This is setting ourselves free. Even in Eved, it's only 6 years because the seventh, Bechina Shviz, Bechina Shabbos, Bechina Tshuva, can never be enslaved, can never be taken control of by anything else. You are always in control. You always have control. It's up to you. And as Moshe Rabbeinu says, Re'ei Anochi Nosei Lefnechem Hayom Bracha Klala. You know, people have mantras on their walls. People have sayings and paintings of nice phrases, you know. This is a phrase that's worthy carrying in your wallet. You write down, this is Re'e Anochi Nosim Efnecha Me'om Bracha Klala. Hashem is giving us this opportunity. Hashem believes in us because Hashem, of course, has the clearest vision of any and sees who we really are and sees what we're really capable of. And the Ezus Hashem, we should be able to see through Hashem's eyes. We should be able to see ourselves that way, and we'll be zocha then to an amazing El and the Ezus Hashem, a year of Geula, Befrat Ubechlal. Geula Pratis individually, and the Ezus Hashem is the Irani Dachas, can totally turn itself around, so certainly Hashem will allow the whole world to turn itself around, the Karuv Mamash. Okay, have a great week getting ready for Elul.